That by only doing one zrika, you're not doing any yisr, like we said, even though there's dam chatas involved, but b'diyeved you yotze the mitzvah zrika with one zrika. So therefore we only do one. Aval ha'achod the kavod yisura. Mashenkin over here, calls the man you up on top of the tree, you're doing an yisr. Like we said, you're not supposed to be mishtamish, you're not supposed to be sitting on a tree on Shabbos. So every second you're on the tree, there's an yisr involved. Is ha'chinam b'diyeved. Maybe here will be made that you are allowed to come down. So therefore, the machlokes we had before is not totally in these this machlokes we're showing. No, machlokes are tenoyim. So the maratoni chod. Another bright said like this: echod ilon lach v'echod ilon yovish. The gzeira not to climb up, not to use a tree, is whether the tree is wet. In other words, a nice green tree v'echod ilon yovish. Whether it's a dried up tree. It's not mechubla karkam. It's come out like dying out. Still, it's also. That's what one brayser says, and that's where we hold halacha. But another brayser says, "Bemed devar mamurim." When do we say that it's also balach? Only if the tree is fresh, like green, it's still growing. Abul biyavish. If the tree is a little bit dried out already, then mutter. Then you're allowed to climb up the tree. You're allowed to be mishtamish with that tree on Shabbos. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda wants to say lekasha. Say there's no stevia here. Kan b'shegoza machlif, kan b'shein goza machlif. One is talking about that the branches give off new branches each year, gaza machlif, and one is where it doesn't give off new branches. For the Gemara, gaza machlif, if it gives off new branches, yavish karislei, that's called an old tree? In other words, you want to answer the braisa to say that the one braisa says an old tree, a dried out tree is mutter. That's talking about it does not give off branches. But the other bracha that says that a dried out tree is also, it's talking about what does give out new branches. For at the Gemara, if it's a dried out tree, how can it give off branches? If it gives off new branches, that's not called a dried out tree. For at the Gemara, Yavish Korolei. Korolei, that's called a dried out tree. If it's dried out, the Vada doesn't give off new branches each year. Elul Zat Gemara Lekasha. Kan B'Yemoysa Chama, Kan B'Yemoysa Kshom. One is talking about the summer months. Then in the summer months, then a dried out tree is mutter. Everybody could tell that it's dried out now. It doesn't give off any leaves. That's the price that says it's usher. In the winter months, you can't tell, like no trees bear leaves then. So therefore you can't tell the difference, therefore they made Xeras Marasayim. But Shaken, in the summer months where you could tell clearly which one's dried out, a dried out one is mutter. Fret Gemara, B'maisa chama honasri peri, although in the summer months, but I call upon him, some fruits will fall off it, and the Gemara would like a peri, it's all dried out already, that there are no fruits even from last year on it. Ivo Kanasri Kinsi, Hakoponim, there's some leaves on it, some splinters that would fall off when you use the tree. Now, the Gemara B'Gduda, we're talking about it's like a bare tree, Rashi Yochva, Shinosh, Ranof of Kulam, a branch that all its leaves, all the splinters fell off it already. That's what's mutter. For the Gemara Amy, it's not like that. For Ravik Loi Liafastia, Rav went into this place called Afastia, the Yosef B'Gduda, and he saw a branch there, that Mamish was dried out, and there was no leaves, no splinters on it. Still, he said they can't use it. So you see, even such a dried out one is also. And the Gemara, Rav Biko Motzav Egoda Bageda. Rav saw that in this Biko, in this place, and not Tamid Chachamim, they were doing other Averis also. They weren't Machmir. So therefore, Rav was Machmir upon these people. Tenechnam, in a normal place, such a branch that does not have anything on it, no leaves at all, maybe it's mutter to be mishtamish with it. Yeah, but Allah, we said that we passed on the first Braisa, that said that it's also Mecholoifin. Shaka Shroth, in the Rosh Natura, they hold that, in the second tale of the Gemara, it's totally can be Moisa Chama, can be Moisa Geshomen. That be Moisa Chama, they hold that it's mutton. The summer months, if you have a dried out tree that has no leaves on it and no kinsim, then it would be mutton to be mishtamish with it. Yeah. Right. So the Gemara, Omar Romi Baraba, Omar Ravasi, Osa Liyodom Shihalech Agabe Yasovim Beshabbos. You're not allowed to walk over grass on Shabbos. You can't walk through grass on Shabbos. Pasha, the Yisr should be because you may pull off the grass while you're walking on it. So it'll be an Yisr of pulling out the grass, of being Chotach from the Chuber. Mishum Shenema, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, The otz beraglayim choit, somebody that goes fast with his feet, causes a chet. That means by walking too fast over the grass on Shabbos, you'll pull out the grass, there'll be an aveira. We'll soon see at the end of the sugya, the maestro, it's mutter. Tony Yichod, another brisa says, mutter lelech agab yosef b'Shabbos. You're allowed to walk on top of grass on Shabbos. Vatan Yiduch, another brisa says, also, you're not allowed to walk on top of grass on Shabbos. And with the Gemara Lekasha, there's no stira. Ho balachim, ho b'yveshim. If the grass is still wet, then it's osur. Like Rashi says, lachim osur, devi toilish. Yaveshim ketlushim dummy. Mashenkin, if the grass is already dried out, it's considered like it's tolish, it's considered like it's cut off already. So by cutting it off now, there's no isur. If you boy, you say another teretz says, no, hob, hob, lachim. Both prices are talking about that the grass is still growing and there should be an isur plisha. Why does one say it's mutter? Pulakasha. Can be a moista chama, can be a moista geshamin. One's be a moista chama, there is a lot of grass there. Can be a moista geshamin, where it's not going to come off. The boy is saying another territ says, hob, hob, be moista chama. No, they're both talking about the summer months. When there the grass is growing well, and there should be an issa, maybe you come to pick it off on Shabbos, you cut it off on Shabbos by walking through, still we say no. Pulakasha. Hob is saying misane. One brice is talking about you wearing shoes. So the mal shoes are round, it doesn't pull off the grass so fast. Hordeloi sayim misani. One brice is talking about we're not wearing shoes. If we're not wearing shoes barefoot, then in between your toes when you walk through the grass, it's very possible the grass will get caught in your toes and it'll come to rip off the grass on Shabbos. That's why it's awesome. Viboy yisayim, another teret says no. Hordeloi misayim, the sayim misani. Both brices are talking about that you are wearing shoes. Why does one say it's also lakasha? Ho the isle uksi, ho the lesle uksi. One Bryce is talking about that you have nails coming out of your shoes. So since you have nails coming out, it's very easy that you'll pull off the grass with it. Therefore, it's also. And the other one holds, no, you don't have, you're not talking about shoes that have nails. Therefore, it's mutter. For your boy, you say another territ is ho the isle uksi. No, both Bryce are talking about that you have nails coming out of your shoes. No, ho the isle sharcha, ho the lesle sharcha. One is talking about the grass is very long. If you have long grass, then there's a big zeri you come to pull it off to rip it on Shabbos. But the other one is talking about the grass is not so long. There's not such a zeri. They were not afraid. Zot Gemara, the Western Maskon of the Idna, the Kaim Lon Krab Shimon, of the Nal Alocha that we hold like Krab Shimon, that a dover Shein Miskaven is mutter, is Kulashari. You should know you're allowed to walk over the grass on Shabbos. Because you're not Mechaven, you don't have intentions of pulling off the grass on Shabbos. So since you do it without intentions, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter. And about the providing, it's not a psik ratio, it's not something that has to happen. We're not talking about that your mom is running full force over long, tall grass. If you're running very strong over tall grass, could be there, it's awesome. But there's a psik ratio, like it has to happen, you're going to pull off the grass. But normally, walking normal over normal grass, it's mutter, because it's not a psik ratio, it doesn't have to happen, you pull it off. So even if you pull it off, still it's mutter, because the dover sheni miskaven is mutter on Shabbos. Tosfos says it's only mutter by this shaila of dover sheni miskaven by grass. Mashenkin the locha before about climbing up a tree, that is still awesome. That's not mutter, that's not telling the machlokes of Shimon and Yehuda. So the more vayda. V'yomar Rami bar Choma, Omer Rav Asi, Osim liyodom sheyikoyf ishto ledvar mitzvah. You're not allowed to force your wife to do a mitzvah, it means tashmish amita. Can't have tashmish with your wife if you force it. She's not nuka, she's not misrata, she doesn't want it. Shenema the pasuk says, the os paraglayim choit. If you do things too fast with your feet, here it means the aver, tashmish, it's an avera. V'yom Rabbi Yishua ben Levi, kol ha'kleifa ishto ledvar mitzvah. Somebody forces his wife to have tashmish, his heavy loy bonim shayna mugonim. The children that come out of that bia won't be nice kids. They'll be bad kids. Omar Rav Iko Bar Chinuna. Micro, what's the posik for this? Another posik in Mishnah that says, Gam b'loy das nefesh loy toif. If you do something without das, without the consent of your wife, it's no good. Tanya Nami Yochiv, look at this also. Gam b'loy das nefesh loy toif. If you do something without her consent, it's no good. That's if you force your wife to have tashmish and she doesn't really want it. The otz braglayim chet. Somebody does things too fast with his feet. He's doing a chet. That's if you have tashmish once with your wife and you do it again right away a second time. So the avera is, you're bothering her too much. For the Gemara, it's not like that. Rav said, if somebody wants that all his children should be zcharim, should be sons, is yivol v'yishana. Let him have bia once and then have a second time. The second time, Rashi Shemach must be a rishon and nisav isha. After the first tashmish, the isha has a lot of taiva. She has a lot of desire for it. V'hul b'sho taiva, u'kishabo bia shni, hi mazrat chila. By the second bia, she'll be mazriya first. V'echad hi mazrat chila, yilet a zocher. When the isha lets off first, and then the man, that comes out to be a zocher. So you see, it's a good thing to do it twice. And the Gemara lekash, there's no theory here. Kan ladas, kan shlal ladas. If you do it with her consent, she's nicha do it a second time, that's very good. If you do it by forcing it a second time, then it's no good. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rav Yochanan, kol isha shetevaz baila ledvar mitzvah. Anytime the isha poshuli asks the husband to have tashmish, to have beer with her, is having la bonim, she's going to have very good children. Shafilu b'doira shemayshe lehoyu kamayson. That even in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, they didn't have such good children. What's the raya? Dilu b'dorvish shemoshe, by the generation of Moshe Ksiv, it says there, hovu luchem anoshim chachomim unavoynim. Give me smart people to understand, the yudoyim l'shifteichim. The yudoyim l'shifteichim. Or Ksiv, another passage says, v'ekach asroshe shifteichim anoshim chachomim, the yudoyim yevilu nevoynim lo yashkach. It doesn't say they had the madrega of nevoinu, of understanding things. Mashenken vilu gabi Leia. Mashenken was soon seen by Bnei Yisachar. That was Leia's son. By Leia, the Pasuk says, Vateitze Leia lekroso Leia went out to Yaakov Avinum, Vateimer Eli Tovay. Leia was Tovay, like Leia told Yaakov, come to me tonight. Tonight's my turn to have Tashmish. Ki Yisachar sechat hicha, because I rented, I paid for you tonight. So Mashmir, she was Tovay Yaakov to have Tashmish. Oksiv, and the Pasuk says that she had Yisachar, and what does it say about Yisachar? Well, Bnei Yisachar, Yoydei Bina Litam, Ladas, Mayasi Yisrael, Roshayim, Itam, V'chol Achayim, Alpiyam, Mumasayim, the Pasuk says, Mayasi Yisrael, Roshayim, Masayim, V'chol Achayim, Alpiyam. So mashma what? That they have Bina, who is called Yodei Bina, that's called Bnei Yisachar. So you see, it's a good thing if Leia, like Leia, she was Tevaya for Tashma, she asked for it. For the Gemara, it's not like that. The Yomer of Yitzchok Bar Avdimi, Esa Kololos Niskalku L'Chava. Chava got 10 Kololos for the Averi she did. The Yisiv the Pasuk says, Elo Isha Asher Omar. To Chava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Harba Arba, you'll have a lot. Elo Shnei Tipidam. It means you'll have two types of blood. That means Achaz Dam Nida V'Achaz Dam Sulan. You're going to have Dam Nida, which is against the pain, and you're going to have Dam Basulim, which is also pain. It's Voincha, Zetza Gilubonim, that she'll have Tzar to have to bring up the children. Even though Abada, the husband, also has this type of Tzar, the Mashmit's more mutl upon the mother. The mother has more Tzar Gilubonim. The Haroinech, Zetza Ibu, it's Poshit Tzar, Shashu Beres, Achela Saint. A pregnant Isha is always sick. The eighth, the etzev tell the bonim, kemashmo, poshigaret, b'shas leida, pains, labor pains. The el Isha teshukosech. What does that mean? Malame, che Isha, mishtakekas, albaila, b'shosh, yet laderach. That really an Isha at times wants to have tashmish with the husband. But right after the husband's going away, she wants very much to have tashmish. Aba bahu yim shaboch. But the man rules over the Isha. Malame, che Isha, tavaz b'leid. Anisha is only allowed to ask for tashmish in a heart. In other words, she's not allowed to ask for it, really speak out. For Yish Tavei B'peh. It's up to the man to ask the Isha, do you want to have tashmish or not? Zuhi Mida Toiva B'noshim. This is a good Mida by women. So you see what? It's not nice for Isha to ask B'peh to have tashmish. Anisha could want, but it's up to the man to have it. Rashi says, Vuh Yim Shabach, Shu Moy Shalayna B'peh. It's up to the man to say, let's have tashmish. Taivas Liboy. V'isha b'leiv u'boisha latsia mipepeh. Anisha could only want in her heart, but she's not supposed as a busha to speak it out the peh. So you see, it's not nice for Anisha to speak it out the peh. So how could we say before, if Anisha speaks it out the peh, she'll have children like Yisachar, like Yodei Bina? And the Gemara, ki karmina, when do I say it's a good thing for Anisha? The marat say atsuya kamei. That means if Anisha shows the husband she wants to have tashmish, She doesn't speak it out with her mouth, but she dresses nicely. She does things to show that she wants it. That's a good midah. Rashi says, Mara lefonov in yonechiva. The isha shows the husband that she loves him and she wants to have tashmish. That's a good midah. Avishai doesn't speak it out the pair. That's something good. So the Mara, for the Mara Kasha, Hani Sheva Heaven, the Chur, we only said so far 7 klolos. We are at the 10. Have the Gemara Kiyosi Rav Dimi, Omar Atufa Kovel, she'll also be wrapped around like an oval. So Rashi, Boisha Lotzeth Roisha Prua, she has busha to walk out with uncovered hair, it always has to be covered up. Omenudu Mikolodim, she's like excommunicated from all people. Rashi Kama Forish Shasu Lecholodim Chutzmi Bailo, that she's not allowed to marry two husbands. She's only allowed to have one husband. Bashenkin the man, he's allowed to marry a few wives. Or bechavusha b'beis asurim, and she's locked up in jail. Like Rashi says, kol kvoidev as melech panima. And really, it's nice for Nisha to stay inside the house, not to go outside. Kol kvoidev as melech as panima inside the house. So it's a dugma zoyvi like she's locked up in jail. So the more mind menudim mikolodim. What does it mean that she's excommunicated from everybody? Elaine, if you want to tell me, mishum di osam lo yichud, that she's not allowed to have yichud, be alone with a man. Or was a iyunami osam lo yichud. A man is also not allowed to be alone with a lady in the room. Ella, with an isha that's also to him. Ella, the asiru levetrei. It means an isha is not allowed to have two husbands. Mashenkin, a husband is allowed to have two wives. But masnisaton, another brace, it says, another klola. It says, megadeles asa kalilas. She grows very long hair as a trashy kalilas like a shade. V'yosheves u'mishtanenes mayin kibhema. When she has to be mato meraglayim, she doesn't do it like a man standing up. She has to be sitting down like the behemoth does it. Zvaita v'nasis kar labailo. She becomes like the pillow for her husband. Strashi shula mala b'shas tashmish. That the man is on top b'shas tashmish and she's on the bottom. She's like the pillow to the husband. These are the klolos also. The merv idoch, the other brisa doesn't say these three things for the klolos. Valhani shvachu. These are good things. It's called the shvach v'nisha. Strashi yoshevus u'mishtanesh b'tznias. Not that she has to be matu meraglayim sitting down. Fakir, that's a sneeze, it's something nice. V'yena chaseru klum, she's not missing anything. V'nasa kar labayleh, that she's on the bottom of shas tashmish, she's like the pillow for the husband. Ein la terech kol kach, torchoim ruba mishalo. He has more tircha than she has. So therefore it's not called a tircha for the isha, it's not called the gnus, it's not called the klola. So the Gemara, v'yidu achani shvachulo. The Yom Rabbi Chia, my dechsev, what does the Pasuk say? Milofonov mi behemois eretz u meoif hashemayim nichachmenu. Milofonoi mi behemos, that means from a behema, we're going to learn things. And then from the birds, we're going to learn things. What do we learn from the animal? The behemos zupreda. That's from mule. Shekaras u mashanenes mayim. That when it's matu meraglayim, it bows down. Mash, it sits down. Mash, but that's its knees. It's something to learn out, something nice. Ninyan to have its knees, but shashi matu meraglayim. So if Anisha has to do like that, it's also its knees, it's something nice. When we yoifa shemayim nechachmenu, we'll learn out chokhma from birds. What does that mean? Zetanagol. From the chicken. What chokhma will we learn out from the chicken? Shemafayis, before it has tashmish with its mate, first it's mafayis. It makes it feel very good, the other mate. Mafayis v'yachakach boil. And then it has tashmish with it. Omer Rav Yechon said now, Il molei lo nitnu Torah, if not for the Torah wasn't given, is in molei nitnu Torah, hayinu lemeidim snias michosel. We would be able to learn out snias from a cat. So Trashi, shein omato reib of Nayodim, a cat does not make in front of anybody, or machatzet sosai. And afterwards also it covers it up right away. Because a cat is very snias. So we would learn the inyan of snias from a cat. V'gezom in the mola. We would learn what it means not to steal from an ant. An ant brought down has a lot of oitz, a lot of storage, it stores up the food, and no ant steals from the other ant. The aroyis miyoyna. We would learn the inyan of aroyis from a yoyna. So Rashi sheina niskak edel labazugay. A yoyna doesn't have tashmish with anybody else, only with its own min, with its own mate. And derecheretz mitarnagol. We would learn out derecheretz from a chicken. What does that mean? Shemafayis v'yachakach boil. Like we said before it has tashmish with its mate, first it appeases, it makes the mate feel good, and then it has tashmish. Omamafayis, what kind of, how does it appease its mate? Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Hochi Komolo, this is what he tells her. Zivina lecho ziga. I'm going to buy you a nice coat. Demat lecho ad karecha. That's not going to come down to the floor to cover up your feet. That's what I'm going to do for you. And the boss of Ochi, after the Tashmish, Omalo, he tells her, Lishtamitza lekarbalisa dihu tanagurla. It was like he's saying a call upon himself that I should lose this tanagol, me myself, I should lose my kabalisa, my beak. If I do have money and I don't buy it for you, if I'm going to have what to buy the coat with and I'm not going to buy it for you, let the clawless come upon me. In other words, he shows her that he really means business. He really is going to buy her this coat. That's the type of a piece that he gives her. If this is an Indian of Chochmah that we learn out from the Tanna Gaila. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah, Walden Daf Kufalov. Mishnah Taf Daf Kufalov.